today you'll hear about three early signs that someone you've just met will develop into a relationship that's likely to become abusive or toxic. And this is an early warning system for you. A lot of people don't really see it coming because they grew up around this behavior and it doesn't hit that danger threshold. It feels normal to you. The reason you are attracted to one another comes down to what you both emanate. One of you sends a signal and the other one receives it, kind of like two tuning forks. One rings and the other one at the same frequency will resonate. Then you go, ah, and get attracted to one another. So here are the three points I will cover in the next few minutes. The three early warning signs to watch for, what to do to take care of yourself, and what to do to stop attracting the type of people that behave that way. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm Dr. Anastasia Choplis. You might be wondering what relationships and healing have to do with one another. It's because your emotional state influences your health. In fact, research shows that the most important factor in your life for health, wealth, and happiness are your relationships. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for interacting with others positively and effectively. Go to scientifichealer.com/relationships to release significant emotional baggage from your most difficult relationships. As far as early signs, the first sign is troubled communication. This includes not speaking your mind, even yelling at each other, or telling outright lies, like lies of omission, by hiding important facts from one another. In other words, being afraid to be open. Not being understood by your partner can create resentment and anger, leading you down the fast path to a poor relationship. Every great relationship has great communication, and every relationship with great communication is great. If you don't trust the other to be clear and honest, it's a sign of trouble. It doesn't matter the reason. It could be fear or habit. Look at how much you actually reveal to one another. The second sign is that your partner is speaking disrespectfully to you. This is never to be tolerated, even if it's disguised as humor at your expense, sarcasm, or just outright meanness. My ex-husband used subtle and often sarcastic digs to put me down in front of others. And I never noticed until my girlfriend pointed this out to me 10 years into my marriage. No wonder I was so depleted. As I stood back and did more observation rather than reacting, I saw that if I said no, he didn't hear me. For example, if he'd come up and say, "Do you want to take a walk?" And I'd say, "Oh, no, not right now. I'm right in the middle of something." And he goes, "Are you sure you don't want to take a walk?" And I say, "Yes, I'm sure." He says, "Really? Oh, come on. Take a walk with me. Just take a walk. Take a break from whatever you're doing. Take a walk with me." And then I'd go and resent him the whole time because I really didn't want to be taking a walk. I was in the middle of something, right? So any sign of disrespect, even arguing with you over your wishes and choices, is a sign of big trouble later on. And the third important sign of a pending toxic relationship is a bad temper. In the early stages of that relationship where you are attracted to one another, you will most likely not be the butt end of that bad temper. It could be your coworker getting, or his coworker or her coworker getting the butt end of the bad temper. A family member they complain about constantly, could be your family or his or her family, and angry words about an ex-partner. This was a sign I saw early in my relationship with my ex, but I didn't expect it to turn on me. I thought, well, you know, he loves me. He wouldn't think that. But it does eventually. Remember, the way someone does one thing is the way they do everything. It's if it's in one cell, it's in all the cells. This is kind of like the healer credo, right? So a bad temper is also how they control the people around them to do their will. Eventually, it will wear you out because you keep doing stuff they want you to do rather than what you want or need to do. So, what should you do? How can you prevent someone like this from coming into your life? While just my mentioning these points here might put you on alert, but for the most part, you won't recognize your relationship as having these issues early on because you're in the haze of being in love, right? I went through a lot of pain to finally say no more and figure out how to avoid being in another toxic relationship. Here's what, as a healer, I can offer. You must heal first. A lot of therapists and counselors say you should avoid being in a relationship at all for a year after you've gotten out of one, especially a really difficult one. That's really hard. It's so tough because you're hurting, you feel alone, and you've just, you know, a relationship is like an entity that just died, and you're mourning the death of that relationship, the death of the future that you had in mind for yourself and with that other person. No one gets into a relationship to have it crash and burn. Not you and not your former or current partner. Barring that, the next best thing is to go through a relationship healing process. I've done this with a number of people, both in current and with their past relationships, and it has magically changed their outlook and also magically changed who they then attracted into their life. Same thing happened with me, right? And I have a free mini program worth about $97 that takes you through some important exercises, both practical and energy healing, to release those old demons, including the toxic energy that you have accumulated from all your past relationships. Go to scientifichealer.com/relationship to get your free 5-step relationship healing program right now. You are attracting the toxic person because who you are being in the moment, not who you are, as well as not noticing that toxic behavior early on in the relationship. Furthermore, the more you focus on pleasing yourself instead of the other person, the more you will attract a partner that you can form a healthy relationship with. Stay tuned for more about relationships and what to do about them. If this broadcast was helpful to you, please give it a 5-star or thumbs up rating, share it with your friends, and please subscribe to my channel by clicking on the subscribe link. Until next time, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos,